Restore me back unto dedication. Restore me back unto commitment unto you in the name of the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Restore me back into righteousness. Restore me back into purity. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, let it come to pass in my life that I am restored to the center of the will of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You continue to pray for yourself, but as I read these passages of the scripture, remember to say amen and amen it into your life. Amen it into your life. The music background continues. God bless you. It says, all these blessings I come upon thee and overtake thee. If thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city. I can hear somebody. And blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket. Blessed shall be thy store. Blessed shall be thy bank account. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in. And blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand upon to do, and he shall bless thee in the land. Which land? I say which land? This land of America shall be a blessing unto you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall establish you. The Lord shall establish your spouse. The Lord shall establish your children. The Lord shall establish your ministry. In the name of Jesus, he will establish you a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, in the name of Jesus. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. And they shall be afraid of thee. Principalities shall be afraid of thee. Power shall be afraid of thee. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk right now to the Lord. And bring blessings upon yourself. Bring blessings upon your children. Bring blessings upon your ministry. Bring blessings upon your family. Bring blessings upon your all that you do. In the name of Jesus, claim all this for yourself. Receive them. Receive them. Your life will not remain the same. Your situation will not remain the same. Your children will not remain the same. Your business will not remain the same. Your head will not remain the same. When the blessing of God come upon your head, sicknesses will vanish away. Infirmity will vanish away. Affliction will vanish away. Torment will vanish away. This is your era. This is your hour. Receive your blessing. Receive your blessing. Claim your miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, my people shall not be ashamed. They shall not be ashamed. I will not be put to shame. My generation will not be put to shame. My family will not be put to shame. My ministry will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is your hour. This is my hour. My hour of turning points. My hour of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking out. To the right, I'm breaking forth. to the left and break it for. Pray for yourself and pray for myself. In the name of Jesus, everything I lay my hands upon to do will prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I will not be doomed to shame. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the hands of God will be upon me. The blessings of the Lord will be upon me, upon my children, upon my spouse, upon my ministry, upon my membership. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray, 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 pray. You have been praying for the nation. You have been praying for people. It is time to pray for yourself. If it is time for you to be blessed, it is time for you to move forward. It is time for you to make progress. It is time for you to break through and to break loose and to break out. In the name of Jesus, every limitation in my life, Holy Ghost, I remove and destroy. In the name of Jesus, every forces and power militating against my peace, against my joy, against my progress, Holy Ghost, walk against them, stand against them, fight them that fight against me. In the name of Jesus, it is when it is well with you that you can pray for the nation. It is when it is well with your family that you can have time for anything and other thing. Yes, the husbandman must be the first partaker of the fruit. In the name of Jesus, I must receive the reward of prayer. In the name of Jesus, I will not pray in vain. I will not worship in vain. I will not serve in vain. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, we're going to pray for every ministry that is represented in this very place. We all belong to one ministry or the other. Many of these ministries are struggling. You are going to declare right now that an era to struggle, an era of struggle is over. In your ministry, in my ministry, whether you're in the music ministry, you're in the singing ministry, you're in the teaching ministry, you're in the preaching ministry, whatsoever ministry God has given unto you, the time has come for your ministry to blossom. In the name of Jesus, turn to somebody and begin to agree with that person right now that in the name of Jesus, every ministry represented in this very place will receive the touch of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, please get up. Join hands with somebody, agree with somebody right now. Every ministry, beginning with the person whose hand you are joining hand with, that the ministry of this partner of mine, Holy Ghost, visit this ministry, the ministry of my brother, the ministry of my sister. Oh Lord, oh God, visit it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. for anointing. Anointing upon all the ministers here. Yes, yes, yes. Pray for anointing. Pray for the unction to function. Pray for the power of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, our ministry will not fail. We will not be failures in ministry. Whatever ministry we belong unto, we thrive, we prosper, we progress, we'll be settled, we'll be established in the name of Jesus. Every struggling ministry will come alive. They will be strong. They will be fervent. In Jesus' name we pray. A better amen.
Amen.
A glorious amen.
Amen.
Heaven bound amen.
Amen.
Holy Ghost inspired amen.
Amen.
Yoke breaking amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I call on Sister Yinka.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let the redeemed of the Lord shout up to the Rock of Ages. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory! Wave your hands unto the King and begin to magnify His majesty. Glorify His majesty. The God of creation, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all things, the omnipotent God, omniscient God, oh, eternal excellency, eternal rock of all ages, oh, we magnify you.
Also a lamb is the word of God the Father. He'll show up as a lion, and he can also show up as a lamb. Let us just wave our hands unto him. He has loved us this day. He has loved us so much. Can you just embrace him? Can you just go like this? Can you just go like this and just worship him? Can you embrace him? Embrace him! is Adonai. He is Jehovah Sabaoth. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is Rapha. He is Jehovah Gabor. He is Rohi. He is an all-sufficient. He's a shelter in a time of a terrible storm. He is an encourager. He is a strengthener. He is an advocate. He is God all by himself. Immortal and invisible. God of creation. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. You're the Lion and the Lamb, the Word of God the Father. Forever you remain. He does not change, the same. The Lion and the Lamb, the Word of God the Father. Forever you remain, the same. Can you worship him? You are Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Oh, we lift hands to you. We come in worship to you.
Is awesome. Praise the Lord. Will you please have your seats? We are almost there. Amen. We're almost there. Within the next 10 minutes thereabouts, we will be done. And we're going to have quite a few things to take care of before then. Let me quickly say this, that if you are a member of the prayer team and the willing women, when everything is over, please, we expect you, we want you to come to the platform. Amen. All those on the prayer team and the willing women. And those of you that came from New York area, praise God. Sorry, Atlanta is not willing women. That you need to postpone your willing till another time. Praise the Lord. But this is just for the ASLPN prayer committee only. The ASLPN prayer committee only. So please come over to the platform when we are done after we have dismissed. And all those that came from New York, please, if you can gather somewhere at the back over there for final instruction before you leave, we will appreciate that. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this point, I would like to thank each and every one of you that made it here. I want to appreciate you. First of all, thanking the vision caster, thanking all the chairmen, the coordinators, thanking all the HQ team of ASLPN. I want to say thank you to all the pastors, the churches, the ministries that have supported one way or the other and made it down here. I want to appreciate all our youths for their willingness and the readiness to take over the mantle from us. I want to appreciate the members of the choir. Pastor Kofi, thank you so much. We appreciate you and all your team. The Lord will bless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say thank you to all friends and family, all the members of different churches that are present here. I want to say thank you to you all. Dr. Boom, thank you. God bless you. Sister Kay, God bless you. We appreciate you. My sister from New York, God bless you. She brought all her Hispanic members from New York down for this meeting. We appreciate you dearly. God bless you. God bless you. Dr. Modi, we appreciate you dearly. The Lord will continue to use you for his glory. Praise the Lord. I can't mention everybody's name. Amen. All my colleagues, Pastor Abba is one of our regional overseers from New York, Pastor Akandini from Minnesota, Apostle Odagbedo, Pastor Chongo, everybody that is there. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And my wife. We just want to appreciate everybody. Amen. And I just want you all to just, on behalf of Pastor B, just say thank you to the Lord. We just want to appreciate God in his life. Shall we just rise on our feet for a second and say thank you, Lord, for his life. God bless you. Amen. Just appreciate God. The God in him. The God in him. And thank you, Pastor B, for yielding to the Lord. God bless you. Don't sit down. You have stood up. You will never go down. You continue to grow higher and higher, taller and taller, forward ever, backward never, in Jesus' name. I call on Pastor Akinyadini to please come give us the benediction and the closing prayer.
Praise the Lord. We want to glorify God for this year's program. It's been a blessing, great blessing. And the blessing will go with you. The word of the Lord already confirmed to us that this year will be a year with a difference. I didn't hear you. It's going to be a year with a difference. Things will be different in your life. Things will be different in your ministry. Your family will experience change. Your family will experience the blessing of the Lord. You will flow in that blessing. You will move in that blessing. The passage that is given to us this year is Joel 2 word. I take from there. God says, I will remove far off from you. Everything that causes you shame, God will remove. Everything that costs you sorrow, God will remove. Every source of sadness, God will cancel them. Every window of disappointment, God will close them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God says, I will restore. I will remove. I will restore. I will remove. I will restore. God does not leave his children in a vacuum. When he takes something away, it brings something else. When he takes the evil away, it brings the good. Goodness and mercy shall follow you, shall follow your family, shall follow you in ministry, shall overwhelm you this year and forevermore in the name of Jesus. And God will cause his face to shine upon you. And God will shower you with blessings of heaven. And the grace and the glory of God shall return unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. That passage will be fulfilled in your family. It will be fulfilled in your life. In the name of Jesus. God promised that this year, it will bring down the noise of the strangers. God will bring down the noise of the strangers. In the name of Jesus. He says, I will destroy in this mountain. All that the Lord has destroyed in your life remains destroyed. All the evil things that have been destroyed remain destroyed. And all the new things that the Lord has done remain done in Jesus' name. He says, I will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people. Everything that covered the glory of God in your life is destroyed in Jesus' name. Everything that cast over you, that will not allow the rain or blessing of God to come upon you, is destroyed in Jesus' name. God says, it will swallow up death in victory. It will swallow up death in victory. No death in your family this year. No death in your church this year. You will not hear of death this year in Jesus' name. There will be a rising up in your life. There will be a lifting up in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the Bible says, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all their faces. Every source of tears are wiped away. Everything that causes you sorrow is taken away. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. For in this mountain we have been on the mountain of the Lord. But in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest. The hand of the Lord will rest upon you. The hand of the Lord will rest upon you. The glory of God shall come upon you. The grace of God shall flow in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says Moab shall be trodden down. Moab is a symbol of opposition. Moab is a symbol of obstacles and barriers. Every barrier before you will be trodden down. Every opposition to your progress spiritually shall be removed in Jesus' name. The Lord will command his blessing over your life. The Lord will command his blessing over your family and over the church of God in Jesus' name. And I'll pronounce over ASLPN, you will move forward. This ministry will move forward. The power of God will rest upon the man of God in Jesus' name. And the glory of God shall be upon all the ministers associated with this endeavor in Jesus' name. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you honor. We magnify your holy name. Be exalted, O Lord, even as we go now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Praise the Lord. Officially, the meeting is over. It is 3 o'clock on the dot. Amen. But we are not done. Praise God. You've gotten the closing prayer. The shofars around. The shofars will be blown. Before we do that, I want to be sure that the real purpose of our coming is taken care of. And then we'll not take care of this one important thing. When Pastor B was talking earlier on, he talked about God overruling him. If you were here yesterday, I told the people that were here that he made a covenant. Amen. In his integrity, but God overruled. That's a good one. It's not that you're doing something evil and then God cancels you. God knows his intention and his plan. And for the sake of those of you that were not here yesterday, by the grace of God, having covenanted not to want to get married, but God came around and said, "Son, I understand. It's for my glory, but I overrule." To God's glory, next weekend, Pastor Michael Obi is getting married. And I will humbly invite him to come over. Sorry, I told you I will call you, please. Just Pastor B, come over, please. Maybe somebody should help, people should help carry him. Sister Keziah, where are you? Congratulations. Isn't she beautiful? God gives good things to his good children. Praise God. Praise God. Will you please be on your knee? Pastors, ministers, please come around. Come around. We're all going to do this together. We just want to pray for them. I know not many of you will be able to make it to Tennessee next week, but let's begin from here. God bless you. Let's begin from here. Please be around them. Be around them. Be around them. Praise God. Praise God. Please feel free to lay hands on them. Please stretch forth your hands. Commit them to the hands of the Lord. That this new journey of life they're about to embark upon, the Lord will lead them. The Lord will guide them. The Lord will direct them. The Lord will be their teacher. The Lord will be their peace. The Lord will be their power. In the name of Jesus, please pray for them that the hands of the Lord will be strong and mighty upon them. That the glory of the Lord will come upon them. The Bible says that one shall chase 1,000, but two shall chain 10,000. The Lord will cause them to be stronger and stronger and work stronger in ministry. As they are coming together, their spiritual life will not go down. Please pray for them. Their ministry will not grow down. Their glory will not go down. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will cause his face to shine upon them. The Lord will make them to be friends of one another. Cause them to understand one another. Cause them to work together in unity. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the anointing of the Lord, the unction and the power of heaven. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Blessed God in heaven, I really thank and I bless your name. I worship, I glorify your name, Father, for this great thing that you have done. I thank you, mighty Father, because, oh God, Father, you have overruled what he has already said. But Lord God of heaven, you gave him the best part of him. And God of heaven, King of glory, I'm committing them into the palms of your hand. I pray, King of glory, Father, Lord, that they will not base their family on any other standard but on you alone. Righteous Father, you will be their bedrock, O God. You will be the one, O God, that is leading them and directing them. Blessed Redeemer, there will be an a great understanding of each other. Oh Lord God of heaven, the love of God will shape broadly in their hearts for each other. In the name of Jesus Christ, righteous God of heaven, Father, you'll be the foundation, oh God, Father, and the continuity of this relationship in Jesus' name. Mighty and everlasting King, I'm praying, I'm asking, Father, that everything they ought to know, oh God, to live together in harmony, Lord, you will teach them every moment of their life in Jesus' name. Righteous Redeemer, Lord, I cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray, oh God, that this coming Saturday, Father, is going to be a Sunday is going to be a glorious day. It's going to be a marvelous day. A mighty and everlasting King, King of glory, great things will happen, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, I thank you, Father. Pastor Obi said something. He said his sister, that he was like David and Jonathan has come. And mighty Father, she has come, oh God, to release him, oh God, to Sister Keziah. And Lord, I bless and I worship your name, Father, because, oh God, Father, you have fulfilled all that you have said. Blessed be your name, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank and I honor your name, righteous Father, for in Jesus Christ's name I have prayed.
Father God, we thank you that you give us this beautiful demonstration of how you love your bride, the church, and it becomes a visible demonstration to a watching world that you love us with a pure love, with an unconditional love, with an extravagant love, with a demonstrative love, Lord. Let their love be that real and that powerful, God, within their home and to a watching world. I pray your blessings on them financially. I pray your blessings on them physically. I pray your blessings upon them spiritually and emotionally. I pray when they rise up, when they walk by the way, and when they lie down at night, oh Lord, they will sense and know that your presence is so real, God, that rather than just being single blessings, that will be exponential blessings, not adding to, but exponentially multiplying the love that they have for you and the love that they have for one another, that will reach out to a hurting and a broken world to demonstrate your love to them, in Jesus' name.
Mighty Jehovah, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this that you have made to happen, because your son bound himself in a covenant and you spoke to him clearly. That this covenant is fulfilled. Thank you for the way you have manifested your power. For these years, he said 25 years, he bound himself with this covenant. Lord Jehovah, you have helped him to remain faithful to his word for these 25 years. Lord, you are a faithful God. 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 Now that you have released him of this covenant, we pray, Jehovah, for your faithfulness to be established even in their relationship, as we gather together on this, under this multiple anointing, we decree the grace of God upon you and upon your relationship. This union shall be blessed. This union shall be established. This union shall be glorified. The presence of God will never depart from you. The eyes of God will shine upon you. The Lord will continue to grant you grace. He will grant you favor. Your ministry will move higher. The Lord will give you expansion. The Lord will lift you up. In the name of Jesus, the grace of God will replenish your life. The Bible says he will cause grace to abound. I pray that grace of God will abound unto you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord himself will replenish you and bless everything concerning you. Every desire of your heart, the Lord shall fulfill, and so shall it be. As we have all decreed, so it shall be established. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We congratulate you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. And thanks to you all for waiting all the way. Praise the Lord. Now you get ready for the closing shofar blasts. They are all in strategic places, north, south, east, and west. Amen. You are released. Well, the music will be ongoing. The program is over. Enjoy yourself with music as we depart. God bless you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, and heaven will appreciate you more.
Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. Jehovah turned my life around. He turned my life around. He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah. The final say,
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has
to the stage?
The final say.